Welcome back, Coach John Quintero with you to 3 o'clock today here on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090. Padres coming up here shortly, taking on the Seattle Mariners at Peoria Sports Complex. And we head out to Peoria on the Corky's Hotline. We're joined by veteran outfielder Will Venable. And, Will, I would imagine you, along with the rest of the roster, starting to count down the days for opening day.
Yeah, Coach, it's about that time. We've got some good work in, you know, fine-tune things here the next few days, and then it's about time to go.
Hey, Will, you've been at this a long period of time, and I'm sure you attack spring training a little bit different when you were in your early 20s trying to make a ball club. This year, the log jam in the outfield, they've been moving you right field, center field. You've been getting a lot of work in center, haven't you?
Yeah, it's really been all over the place, whether it's left field, right field, center field. You know, this year I'm going to have to be able to go out there and do it all and do what I can to help the team out wherever it might be. So this year has been a little bit different in that sense. And also, you know, I got a lot to prove coming off of last year and with the addition. So it's been more of that mode that I was used to a few years ago, where you come into camp trying to prove yourself.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you worked on during the winter to get ready for this year. You go back to 2013. You had a career year last year, a little bit up and down. What did you work on this winter before you got to Peoria?
Really just getting my body functioning properly and, you know, just getting back to the way I was feeling in 2013, you know, body-wise, swing-wise, and just making sure everything's in line to give myself a good chance to go out there and produce.
Padre outfielder Will Venable joining us here on the Corky's Hotline on the Mighty 1090. Will, you've played for Buddy Black now, and he's getting ready to start his ninth year. I think a lot of people outside of San Diego are probably saying, how can they keep bringing back the same manager when they haven't been winning? Could you talk a little bit about what Buddy's all about? Because we talk about him on the air about, you know, how well he communicates with ball players, how smart he is. But from a player's point of view, give us your scouting report.
Yeah, Buddy's great. He's a great leader, a great communicator, and you know, one of those managers that you want to play well for, you know, for a lot of different reasons. And you know, really, I think that, you know, he can be pointed to as someone that is the reason why we have won as many games as we have had with you know, some of the injuries we've had, and you know, just the movement we've had with our roster, you know, with the guys he's had. He's really done a great job, and a guy that you know, I have confidence in knowing that, you know, with the group we've got now, he can be able to pull us together and do some special things.
How's spring gone for you?
Good. It's been great. You know, statistically, you don't want to, you know, put too much weight into what's going on. You know, it's about making your adjustments, feeling comfortable, get your timing going, and making sure that you're, you know, doing the little things physically and in your preparation to make sure that, you know, all the base running stuff, defensive stuff is all fine-tuned to make sure you can go out there and get the job done.
Well, you talk about numbers, and, you know, you're at a different point in your career now than you were 7 or 8 years ago when you're trying to make a major league roster. But it's hard not to look at the numbers. But when you're in the point of the career where you're at now, you just want to get your at-bats in, work on some things, and try to maybe uncover a few things before opening day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a process, and part of the process is making adjustments and, you know, getting a feel for things, and also knowing that through that process that, you know, you might have some at-bats that don't go your way, but understanding that it's okay with the idea that, you know, the goal is to be ready by the beginning of spring. So, you know, Buddy, the coaching staff, everyone understands that, and I don't think anyone puts too much weight into spring statistics.
Will Venable of the Padres joining us on the Corky's Hotline here on the Mighty 1090. You got a new hitting coach, a new lead to hitting coach. Mark Kotze takes over for Phil Plantier. Alonzo Powell, a solid hitting coach in his own right, stays on. Any real difference from Phil to Mark?
You know, they're great in their own right, and they're definitely different. But they're both, you know, guys that, you know, for me are both great hitting coaches, and Kotze already has had a huge impact on guys, myself included, and just the confidence he instills in you a little bit of the mechanical stuff, but really it's just swing thought, pre-swing thought, really, and approach kind of stuff. And their job is to get you ready, and whether it's mentally, physically, to just get you, your confidence boosted up and make sure when you're in the box that you have everything that you need to get the job done and hit a ball.
Of course, you've always had a pretty good hitting coach in your dad, Max Venable. What do you look for in a hitting coach, Will? I mean, some hitting coaches sometimes give hitters, I think, too much information. What do you look for in a hitting coach?
Yeah, well, for me, I'm a guy that likes to talk about hitting and likes to lean on my hitting coach when I don't think things are going great. But I'm different than a lot of guys. The good hitting coaches understand that everybody's different. Everybody needs different approach, different way to approach hitting, different way to approach a guy, and just knowing at the same time how hard hitting is something that good hitting coaches never forget. So for me, it's all about the communication and just making sure that we're all on the same page.
They always talk about hitters coming up with a routine, what you do day in and day out when you arrive at the ballpark, whether it's a home game or a road game. What's a typical day routine-wise for Will Venable to get himself ready for a ball game at 7:10?
Yeah, just a couple of swings off the tee and a couple of flips. Ask my hitting coaches if there's anything that they think that I need to work on. Most of the time it's just loosen up the body, getting the swing path going, and then obviously the preparation as far as, what pitcher you're facing tonight, which, we don't do a whole lot of that spring, but, during the year, that's a big part of the routine, and whatever adjustments you need to make for that guy, go ahead and do in your work before the day also.
Hey, Will, do you have to kind of scale back a little bit in spring training from the standpoint? You can get swing weary. You want to work on so many different things to be ready. Do you have to kind of scale back a little bit so you don't fatigue yourself swinging the bat?
Yeah, sure. At the same time, like you said, you want to get your work in and make sure that, those adjustments you're trying to make, come through in your work and then into the game. But you also understand, the older you get that, once the lights come on, it's important to be fresh and ready. And, you don't need to beat yourself into the ground taking 1,000 swings a day. when you know that it's a long season we got ahead of us.
How'd your brackets make it through the first weekend of the NCAA tournament?
Not great. They never do. I overthink everything and only get my eyes on a few teams a year. But it's always a fun time of the year. But my brackets are generally worthless, and this year is no different.
Hey, you got to give me a scouting report on Matt Kemp as a basketball player. I know he was pretty good and got recruited by Oklahoma, and I know he doesn't probably play a lot of pickup games now, but they tell me he's got a pretty good shot. What's your opinion?
Does. He has a really nice shot. He's got a nice jump shot, and guy obviously doesn't lack for confidence. I would imagine that he was a really good high school player, and it doesn't surprise me that he had some pretty good offers coming out of high school.
Hey, did you remind him you were a Division I basketball player as well as a Division I baseball player?
Yeah, well, the stories get out of some of my college performances, he's a good teammate in that sense, giving everybody a hard time about basketball and everything, but he's a good player in his own right.
Hey, you think anybody's going to beat Kentucky?
That's a good question. On paper it doesn't look like it, but that's why they play the games, and hopefully someone will give them a run for their money. We'll have some good games down the stretch there.
Hey, you in the lineup today?
I think I'll be coming into the game, picking one of those one of the corner guys up.
All right, I'll let you go get stretched. Hey, Will, thanks for the time. Look forward to seeing you back here in San Diego, my friend.
All right, anytime, Coach. See you later.
There you go, Will Venable, veteran outfielder of the San Diego Padres, joining us from Peoria.
The Mighty 1090 Hotline is presented by Corky's Pest Control.
Call 1-800-901-1102. Corky's!